the dissociates again. Woo! For your mayoral election pleasure.
Because you love it. It's called Horseman. The votes are in. Vote for yourself. You know, if what they've been saying is true, it's over for me and it's over for you. They've been saying, you've been lying alone on the heath, cursing my name, clenching your teeth.
Conversation with your real friend, well, it's lost inside your head.
clouds of tanks can do with the abyss. And towers of power, I guess it missed. Want a conversation with a good friend? A good friend just went good. Got a friend with steps away from me. Got a friend with steps away. You bring the goods and I'll bring the tote. You bring the flowers, I'll bring the rope. Want a conversation with your best friend? Your best friend is me. Got a friend for steps away. Got a friend for steps away from me. Got a friend for steps away from. Got a friend for steps from out of. Those days were immortal. What does it mean? What does it mean? God, I'm a footstep. I want the upright. You follow footsteps. I want the upright. You follow footsteps. I want the upright. You follow footsteps. I want the upright. You follow footsteps, I'll walk the other way. The very last song before Gabby Sheps gets back on his pumpkin to Kent, turns back into the international sex god that he is. This is called Dissociate. On your birthday, there's always room to complain. Well, this year, Richard died and he stands alone in the rain. And he wrote down in words what his mouth had no time to shout. So we go around together to kick those words right out. Well, I'm told that it's easier to lie if the truth's getting old. Cause it's never too late to dissociate. Forgot his name. Cause it's never too late to bring on the hit. Call, rain down, hate, call.
Next up, Spivs.
So there they are. I'm not going to mispronounce their name. I've said it enough times already. While we're finding... I think we found an interviewee. But we're going to go straight over to Ed this time with more of London's...
He's got a longer mic.
He's going to the fridge. We've decided there's not been enough...
They've been closed down.
Decided that we haven't really had a sort of woman's perspective on the election thus far, so
that's true.
Ed's
so
gonna
I have
get
to
the story.
Hunt down females in the room, which is you three, basically. Oh, look, she's walking away already. Right, because you're walking away, I'm gonna ask you, what's your name?
Vicky.
Hello, Vicky.
Hey.
Hi.
You're alright, cheers. How are you?
I'm alright. Yeah, sort of. Anyway, did you vote?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
I intended to, I just never got around to it.
You know, you didn't get around to it. Round to it. You know, you can buy them. You can buy those things. You get like ashtrays and cups that say round to it. And like.
No. I actually intended to, but then I was not on the like very council tax.
We weren't on the list or something.
I wasn't on the list.
You weren't on the list. See, that's better. Disenfranchised. There you go. It's a good word. Makes everyone sound intelligent. So, that's all right. If you had voted, who would you have voted for?
Green Party or Ken.
Green Party or Ken. Okay, fair play there. Why the Green Party? First of all, a stupid question, but why them?
Because I like their policies.
Because you like their policies. Okay, stupid question, like I said. Right. Okay, I can, move on. She's giving me the move on signal.
Does she know the name of the Green Party candidate?
You what?
Does she know the name of the Green Party candidate?
Do you know the name of the Green Party candidate? Come on, answer. Boris Johnson. Rock. No, it was a lady, apparently. All I know, you know more than me, all I know is that the bloke for the England party looks like Tony Lemesma. He looks like he's about to do a magic trick. But he's dropped out. So, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi. What's your name?
Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Hi. what? You can't do that. That's not fair. Even if you are on the electoral register, did you vote?
I don't live in London.
You don't live in London? Well, that's fuck that then, isn't it?
Did you vote in
the local? That is the local. Oh, no, right. Okay, sorry. It's a good question, apparently. Did you?
No, I didn't. I forgot.
It's a good question, but no, you didn't. You forgot.
Yeah.
Right. You forgot it was... thought it was tomorrow. I actually have to admit, I thought it was tomorrow as well, but that's because I'm out of sync with the rest of the world at the best of times.
I did actually put my voting card on the fridge.
But you put the voting card on the fridge?
Yeah, like, intending to use it, but I... just got the day wrong.
That is a bit annoying. So, you'd obviously have voted for somebody. Who would you have voted for?
Well, because I'm from Kent, it's just basically anything that's not Conservative.
Right, it's anything that ain't Conservative. So
which I think was Liberal Democrats.
Liberal Democrats.
That was it, you know.
That's not a bad choice in the end when it comes down to it. A bit depressing, she says, I would say. Yeah, it is a bit depressing, isn't it? So, right, okay. Starting to clean out on the old female contingent who wants to speak in the room. Apart from certain stoned, red-shirted people.
Jessie's got to have an opinion.
Jessie? Who's Jessie? Is Jessie's girl here, maybe? Then we've got another girl.
Yeah, and Lindsay. What's Lindsay's opinion?
Lindsay's opinion. See, if you choose people who I know who they are first.
Lindsay's eating chips by the bar.
Okay. Yeah, hang on a minute. We're moving over there. Excuse me, hello. I'm sorry to interrupt. Is your name Lindsay?
Mm-hmm.
She's nodding. She's got a mouthful of chips. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
Yep, hello. So, Lindsay, hi. Do you live on a council estate?
No, I'm homeless at the moment.
Right. Okay. Did you vote today?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well done. You are in a minority in this room. Who did you vote for?
I vote for the best of a bad bunch.
Best of a bad bunch. Yeah, that's generally what we all have to do, unfortunately, in a way. Who was your best?
Ken.
Ken. Yeah, precisely. Now, it's a reasonable answer when it comes down to it. Fair play, basically. Do you have anything to say on housing, crime, general sort of political issues? She's eating chips and she's shaking her head and laughing, which is good. So anyway, right, we're going to leave Lindsay now, and I'm probably going to pass back to the bands and the real shit. So toodaloo then. Good night. Ow.
A bit of feedback there.
Doing it on purpose.
Thank you very much, Ed. We're now going to go to Ellen and Paul with Ellen and Paul with another rundown of the campaign.
Hello. Okay, now we're going to talk about a lot of issues that affect people from day to day in London. We're talking about housing and social policy. If the man will pipe in just a second. Okay, we're starting out with, this time with, with Sian Berry of the Greens. Now, Sian insists that a London living wage should be at least £7.20 per hour, paid by all employers, and would change planning laws to allow the creation of 60% affordable housing and affordable small commercial premises.
Jared Batten of the UK Independence Party would oppose high-rise building in London, imposing building heights... limits for all new developments, maintaining that London is full.
Boris Johnson of the Conservative Party would work in partnership with councils to provide adequate housing and assures taxpayer value and greater accountability at City Hall.
Winston McKenzie, the independent candidate, says he would put a stop to the misrepresentation and disenfranchisement of London's youth.
Don't trip over those words there, Paul. Lindsay German of the Left List would start a council house building programme and support the enforcement of the £7.20 London living wage.
Yeah, the words certainly were a little bit too long for me. Back to Ken Livingstone from Labour, I can get that right. Would ensure that 50,000 affordable homes were built over the next 3 years for Londoners.
Alan Craig from The Christian Choice promotes marriage and the stable family as long-term solutions to deprivation.
Brian Paddock from the Liberal Democrats would work hard to provide more affordable homes for Londoners, and he would do that by bringing unoccupied homes into use with compulsory purchases.
Richard Barnbrook of the BNP makes sure real Londoners are put first. And Matt O'Connor, English Democrats, we don't know if he's running or not, but he doesn't actually seem to have many policies on this issue. Okay, we're now going to go over to Dave Blonde. He's got some views on housing and social policy. Dave, what do you think? Are there any of your candidates that stand out for you?
No. But I did vote for two of them. No way, Ken. I voted for him first time, but not the second time. And certainly not a third time. Boris, forget it. I'm not even going to waste air time on talking about Boris. Oddly enough, I ended up going for Brian Paddock, the gay, dope-smoking, anarchist ex-copper, which, you know, they're his kind of credentials as far as I'm concerned. Like,
that's an interesting choice, though. What are there any views you've got on housing? Have you got any views on squatting? What do you think about squatting? None of the politicians talked about that much, but that's something close to some of our hearts. What do you think?
No, well, squatting isn't covered in media, so that could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing. But in the broader sense of housing, well, I'm squatting because I don't have any other viable options for the last quite a few many years. I'm on a waiting list for a council flat. I won't get one because they're all getting sold off too quickly. And I would like to hear one of those politicians... Oi, you shut it. I'd like to hear one of those politicians coming up with a policy that says, for every council house we sell, we build at least one. Like, so 1.5 built for every one sold. But
Well, Brian Paddock is at least talking about unoccupied buildings and how we could use them, so it looks like you might have made a good choice there. Thanks ever so much, Dave, for your views on that. I'm going to hand back to Adam, and I think we're going to hand back to the band. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you very much, Alan. I think they're more or less tuned up. We're going to entertain you for the next 20 minutes or so with the Spivs. There'll be another break, and then we'll have some more of the Spivs.